Okay, welcome everyone to a new episode of the Jeff Nippard Podcast. In this episode, I'm speaking with Mike Izzertel, Menno Henselmans, Eric Trexler, and Greg Knuckles about bulking. Now, up front, this is a very specific discussion. We're ultimately focusing this debate on one question around bulking, which is whether or not you should start your bulk at a lower body fat percentage. So if you've been following the evidence-based fitness community for the last few years, you've most likely heard that it's probably a good idea to cut and get lean first before entering a bulk phase, because when you're leaner, you're able to build lean mass more efficiently. The logic goes that leaner individuals have better partitioning ratios, also known as P ratios, meaning you're more likely to store nutrients in muscle rather than fat if you start your bulk at a lower body fat percentage. Conversely, if you begin your bulk at a higher body fat, you're more likely to partition nutrients into fat rather than muscle. And the reasoning goes that this has something to do with leaner individuals having a better hormonal milieu, whether that's better insulin sensitivity or higher testosterone or lower systemic inflammation. And I would say this has been the prevailing thought until a little earlier this year when Eric Trexler and Greg Knuckles published an in-house meta-analysis which found that lean gains don't seem to be impacted by body fat percentage like we previously thought. And I'll put the graph summarizing their main findings up here on the screen. And what you see is really the opposite of what you'd expect to see if muscle was really built most optimally at a lower body fat. In the piece, Trexler states that higher baseline body fat percentage either doesn't impact one's ability to make lean gains or actually improves one's ability to make lean gains. In other words, it seems that you can gain muscle at least as well at a higher body fat percentage as you can at a lower body fat percentage. Then in response to this article, another science-based fitness author, Menno Henselmans, published a rebuttal, arguing that, well, he does still think that bulking at a lower body fat percentage is still a better idea for a variety of reasons that I'll let him lay out here in the debate. Now, after Menno's piece, Trexler and Knuckles published two more rebuttals in response, and then that brings us fully up to speed with this current debate, which will be the first time I got everyone together to fully hash this out. Now, I also pulled Dr. Mike Izzertel into the discussion because I think he does a really good job of providing a practical slant to these topics. Now, before we jump into it, I want to quickly define one important term that will come up a lot. So the P ratio just stands for partitioning ratio, and it simply refers to how well you partition nutrients into muscle versus fat. So in this bulking context, we can simply take the P ratio to be the ratio of muscle gained to fat gained on your bulk. So if you have a high P ratio, that means you're gaining a lot of muscle, but not much fat. That's a good thing. And if you have a low P ratio, that means you're gaining a low amount of muscle, but a high amount of fat. That's a bad thing. So basically, a high P ratio means you're making lean gains, and a low P ratio means you're making not so lean gains. And so Trexler and Knuckles are arguing that P ratios don't seem to be impacted by body fat percentage much, and Menno is arguing that P ratios are better when you're leaner. Now, this is definitely one of the more science-heavy podcasts I've done, so if there's anything that feels out of context, I definitely recommend that you go and read those articles that I mentioned earlier. Also, it turns out that my recording software maxes out at 4 participants, so I was only able to capture video for everyone except Mike, so I still got all the audio, which is all that you really need, but unfortunately, there won't be any video parts for Mike. Also, I set this up as a formal debate where each of the 4 guests had a chance to speak on their own first, and then I sort of opened it up and asked some directed questions in the second half. Anyway, I thought this was a really clarifying discussion, and I think it's one you guys are really going to enjoy. So without further ado, I give you guys the great bulking debate.